set at Great American Music Hall. That was amazing. With my buddies, Mr. Barnsey and Metal Bobby. Prior to that, it was a song called Old Guy by Wimps, a band out of Seattle that I have been obsessed with lately. And then before that, we heard Frankie and the Witch Fingers playing from their 2025 album, Trash Classic TV Baby, which goes out to my good buddies in the band Calico, who I met at the Frankie and the Witch Finger show.
Cannot wait for them to put some stuff out and play it here on Radio Valencia. On my show called The Escape Velocity, here every Monday. And today is a special day because we have Rich from Janky Band helping me play the hidden treasures of 2025. Not necessarily actually coming out in 2025, but maybe like we discovered them in 2025 or they meant something to us in 2025. So it doesn't have to be like, for example, that Boris stuff. It's a remaster. It's a 20th anniversary celebration of that album. And just a funny thing about Boris, like they were in a movie, what was it called? Sound of Metal. Like great film that I think maybe they actually got more attention for the movie than they have for their music. And are there only two of them?
No, there's three, sometimes four members of Boris, depending on which iteration you get.
Yeah, and I love this song Old Guy by the Wimps. You said they're from Seattle, which I'm embarrassed to say as somebody who likes to specialize in Seattle bands I've never heard of.
Yeah, it is. Me and a number of my friends, some of which are listening, in the Apocalyptic Social Club do deep dives on different years and different bands. And we did a deep dive of 2015, and I discovered Wimps and realized that Old Guy is probably a really good song for Janky Band to play, so kind of worked it out as a cover this past week, and hopefully we will put it into our rotation at some point.
So why is that? Do you find something relatable about the lyrics in Old Guy?
Yeah, you know, there are old guys out there, and you know, I see them periodically and I'm like, whoa, that's an old guy. And unlike, you know, myself or yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, people ask how old I am, and I'm saying, well, it's like it's kind of complicated because I had a heart transplant. So, yeah, you know,
exactly. It depends on what you're counting.
I mean, the heart's only 29, so I'm gonna go with that one.
All right. Yeah, I would go with that as well.
Shucks, you know, like Fred, help me with the last name. The dude.
Arneson.
Yeah. So he has a bit about how there's never been old punk rockers before. This is like a new era. I think that's kind of fun. Like, there's no real, I guess, like, template or role models to follow, and that's pretty punk rock. I think it's a very punk rock thing to start a band in, you know, once your hair's turned gray, and build a following and learn how to play an instrument, because that's, I don't know, like, people got to cope with the aging process in their own way, but I find that a lot more attractive path than... you know, nothing against golf, if that's how you want to live your life. I love the idea of people picking up an instrument, creating something, making something, building a community. And my hat's off to you. And I know a lot of the friends that you have in the music community around here are no spring chickens either, as are the people not in the audience or in the audience. There should be more in the audience. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have to go to matinee shows at some point, you know, so people can, you know, be in bed 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So Todd, the bass player from Janky Band, and I were at a matinee Jawbreaker show, and we ended up meeting our good buddies, Matt and Chris. Matt is the lead singer for Cretans, and Chris was in D Generation Nation. I was in a band with him for a year. Once our original drummer Heath moved to Canada, but it's fun to meet all these unique individuals out and about, seeing punk rock and make music, and they make music, and it's just a wonderful community. And on that note, how about a little more Janky Band for you?
I think so. What's up with this one?
Okay, this is a song. This is a song that Todd sings, and he wrote this song. It's called Iron Brain.
Okay, here it is, Janky Band on Radio Valencia.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's calling like a follow through. And then everyone's hollering, I love you. And everyone's bawling like a black and blue. Yeah, put me in my arms and set it down low. Put me in my arms and watch it glow. Yeah, put me in my arms and set it down low. Yeah, put me in my arms and watch it glow. Yeah. Is what you do, leaving me out and pass through, squeezing me out once again, heating me out like a ball and chain. Yeah, put me in my arm and set it down low. Yeah, put me in my arm and watch it blow. Yeah, put me in my arm and set it down low. Yeah, put me in my arm and watch it blow. Yeah. Yeah.
from Ireland. That is the Scratch, their show. Or sorry, sometimes the brain and the mouth do not agree on what needs to be said next. The band is called the Scratch. The song is called Pull Like a Dog. And the album is called Pull Like the Dog, and that is new from them, 2025. That's one of my picks for 2025. Really cool stuff from Ireland. They're coming around in the Bay Area, playing at the Brick and Mortar sometime in May. And, you know, I think I will ask if they want to be on the show and play some music with me. What else we hear from in that set, Rich?
Yeah, so right before that was Plaque, good buddies of ours, playing Today's American Dream. And before that, more good buddies, Sparkle Plaque. Plenty playing Worn Out. Sparkle Plenty will be playing with Sparkle Plenty on Saturday at Hotel Utah. Late show for us. We're going to be coming on around 11 o'clock. And before that,
so take a disco nap.
Exactly. Before that, you heard Iron Brain from Janky Band, and we will be playing that song if you show up either Saturday at Hotel Utah or Sunday at the Brisbane Inn.
Yeah, cool. So let's see. So I was just thinking about songwriting. So where were you, like, I don't know, 10 years ago with your ability to write songs and play?
It was not existent. It was one of those things that did not happen. And to be honest, so the first song that I ever wrote was a song called Uber Girl. I was actually working in Los Angeles. We had an office at the biotech company I was working at in L.A., and I stayed with my buddy Matt, who's listening, who's a professor at USC, and we went and saw Bad Religion, and I had to get back early because my son had some kind of sporting event that I needed to go to, so I took a flight out of LAX, and Uber Girl was born, and I didn't know I could write a song, but my buddy Heath, who was in the band, said, "That's a good song." And I was like, "Oh, thank you very much." And 'cause I had no idea that worked that way, but it did. And then it just started flowing after
so
that.
So the song just sort of arrived in your head. You're like, riding along, and then this melody and these words came to you?
Yep. And a lot of times for me personally, it's lyrics that come in and a guitar part that will go along with it. And then I have the drums in my head as well. And, have the ability in many instances now a lot better than it used to be, but to put the guitar part with the lyrics, and then like I said the drums are in my head. Uh-huh. And I will ask Miss Kibby to put out the drums for the new songs that we're in the process of writing.
And when the song came to you, were you already learning guitar, or did you have to learn guitar?
Yeah, so I played guitar when I was a kid. Actually, I played jazz guitar from when I was like 9 years old to about 19, and I was so shy when I was younger that I did not think I could play in front of anyone. It just wasn't happening. And then,
yeah, relatable.
Man, my buddy Joe told me, "Dude, I asked him when we were going to a party in college who was going to be there, and he said it doesn't matter as long as you're there." And that kind of
show up, man. You got to show up for yourself. Sometimes.
Exactly. Clicked in my brain that, hey, I could do this. So I started playing guitar when I was a little older. My buddy Jimmy the Nurse had a guitar in his house, and I started
Jimmy the
playing
Nurse.
It. Yes.
Yeah, from down in the neighborhood. Is that his mafia name? Or
no. He's an actual nurse.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, and interesting. I've known him since I was 7 years old, and an interesting thing that is perhaps relatable. He orchestrated a transfer of four organs into four different people from an accident that occurred, and I'm very proud of that that geezer of mine named Jimmy the Nurse.
Cool. And I have to ask, so were you, when that song came to you, were you able to get the sounds you were hearing in your head out into the guitar?
So that was the first one, and a lot of it was a lot of back and forth with Heath and Todd at the time with that song. But then as there was an evolution, if you will, of my songwriting,
yeah,
and some songs came out fairly relatively well formed. For example, Get Out, which we played earlier, kind of came out, and that was a song, and that was based on actually a Jawbreaker riff that I had in my head. It wasn't exactly copying the Jawbreaker riff, but it came
from
that.
Turn it upside down and backwards. And
exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of songs are kind of inspired by our heroes.
Yeah. Well, my hat's off to you for taking the time to learn guitar, because I am cursed with the ability to like dream and completely realize songs, and I have no musical ability to get them out of my head and into a musical format. So that sounds really cool. So speaking of songwriting, you don't only play songs that you have written, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we 90% of the songs we play are songs that we've written, but we do a couple covers. One of them is from my favorite band, not named Janky Band, or Calico, or Sparkle Plenty, or Plaque, or Creed, but is from the band New Bomb Turks, which is a cover of a Wire song called Mr. Suit. And after that, we are, Todd is very interested in playing a song by Jeff the Brotherhood called Ripper. So we're going to hear both of those songs.
Super cool. New Bomb Turks, Mr. Suit, a cover of a cover of a cover, coming up soon from the Janky Band. But here they are right now. The New Bomb Turks here on Radio Valencia. Thanks so much for listening. Jack White here on Radio Valencia. This is the Escape Velocity, and we are running down things that we loved in 2025 with my buddy Rich from the Janky Band. What's up, Rich?
Oh, not too much. Yeah, just love that album, and it was a great performance on Thanksgiving in Detroit by Jack White. And then before that,
the Eminem on the halftime show for the Lions.
Exactly. Before that, we heard Ripper from Jeff the Brotherhood from We Are the Champions. Not a 2025 release, but a song that we're thinking about covering. And then prior to that, Mr. Suit by the New Bomb Turks.
Yeah, all good stuff. Man, what I want to say, like, so you are involved in like searching for a cure for cancer, and like just take a moment and just like do a call and response thing with the people out there. When I say fuck, you say cancer. We won't be able to hear you, but fuck
cancer.
Yeah, there it is. Fuck cancer, man. So, man, hats off to you for doing work in those lines. I think if you get to our age and you haven't been touched in a very painful way by it already, you probably will be. But like, I was wondering, like, how does that relate? Do you see like a sort of healing force in music also? Are you like a witch doctor, a healer when you get on stage, kind of shaman, or how's that play?
I don't know if I've ever been called that, but that would be pretty cool if I was. I think it's really awesome to be able to put out you know, songs and actually have people, especially people that you don't know, when you look down in the audience and they're jumping around and singing a song that you might have written, and you know, it's so cathartic, and it's so fun to experience that. And I think, you know, just the ability of music to have people come together and share, and to bond on a common thing, and also to you know, figure out new things that you've never heard before. Like, you know, I hadn't heard the scratch before I came here on the show. Now I heard the scratch, and I'm probably gonna you know, put that on my want list on my Discogs. So anyone
worth a listen,
yeah. Anyone that's, you know, looking to buy me something for Christmas, I'm just putting it out there, you know. So. And also with science and with cancer, there's also a sharing of information and wanting to do the right thing for really sick patients.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not going to play it today, but I believe you have a song that's a kind of anthem to science and punk rock and beer. What's that song called?
It's, you just said it, actually. Science, punk rock, and beer. And yeah, that is kind of pulls together three things that I enjoy on different levels, you know, in very different ways. But yeah. So yeah, there's a song called Science, Punk Rock, and Beer that you can hear Saturday at Hotel Utah or Sunday at the Brisbane Inn. Janky Band is playing two shows.
Yeah, and Brisbane, a lot of people from the Bay Area are like, Brisbane? Where is that? And that's kind of the way we like it in Brisbane. But this time you're allowed to come in. You know, usually you get your ID checked at the entrance, but on that day you'll be allowed to proceed directly to the Brisbane Inn and vibe on the awesome surroundings of Brisbane. It is a jaw-droppingly beautiful and peaceful place with a really happening music scene.
And our buddies Calico are playing with us on Sunday.
Not to be missed. Yeah, I like what you said about, you know, music brings people together in ways that other institutions seem to be failing us right now. And there is a really special magic when you get together in a live music setting and groove with a bunch of people who are enjoying themselves at the same time. And not to mention, and you know, there is this book called I think it's called The Body Keeps the Score. And it's about like people who have been through trauma. And what it says is like, a lot of it is like, the more you move, that's a very healing thing. So the prescription here is for punk rock. Live music, if not punk rock, if not the janky band coming up, or whatever gets your butt out of the seat and moving. I'm going to play some stuff that I encountered in 2025. Up next is this is a band called Orcutt, Shelley and Miller, and I just want to say this is Steve Shelley. The Shelley part of it is Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth, the absolute masters of the psycho freakout music in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So I like instrumental stuff, so this is an instrumental one, so just give yourself over to it, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks so much for listening to Radio Valencia.
or make a world in one line. The world doesn't need another band. The world doesn't need another band. Should a song exist in this life? Desperate or emphatic or just nice? Should it carry a feeling into chords and leave you watching more? The world doesn't want another band. The world doesn't want another band. Never read the books I said I read. All the places I have been, most in my head. I wanted to recall the good times when we tried, but I let the moment pass me by. The world doesn't need another band. Was it life or death for someone who understands? The world doesn't want another band. The world doesn't need another band. Another band, another band.
That's the Reds, the Pinks, and the Purples on Radio Valencia. FM. I'm DJ Fraser with you here on a Monday here in San Francisco, mixing it live with my friend Rich from the Janky Band. Just want to let you know what we were listening to there. Thanks. I've kind of given this a janky invasion to over to the studio today. So thank you for letting me yin out your punk rock yang with a little more with that particular band in their description. They've created a new category, a new subgenre called sadcore. So, I don't know. They say the world doesn't need another band. I think maybe you would beg to differ.
I would beg to differ, and I think sadcore is the opposite of the way my brain works.
My brain often does dwell on the sadcore, so janky is a way of pulling out of that. It's not always a nice neighborhood in my personal brain, but there are ways to manage it, and music's one of them. We also heard The Wind Is Calling from Pink Breath of Heaven off their album. Colors Make a Sound. I guess there's a sense of synesthesia concept album, maybe. But anyway, they're local also. And, you know, if you like the shoegazy type spacey stuff, that doesn't really get any better than that. We also heard Unsafe at Any Speed from, I'm going to blow the name here, Orcutt, Shelley, and Miller off of their self-titled album. It came out kind of a super group. I think they do mostly instrumentals, if not all instrumentals. Cool show on Live Room. So we talked earlier about how you find music, and somebody just posted it up on their Facebook, like, how did I not hear about these guys? And I was like, maybe I better give it a listen. That's how I found them. And that's a gift we can give each other. It's just like telling each other about cool bands. So I've been asking all the questions. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I just wanted to put a shout out to one of my music gurus, Pete, who is in the Apocalyptic Social Club. He has a little thing on Facebook called Album of the Day, and we are currently going through our Desert Island Crate selections. So if you were on an island, what records would you bring? And this is open to any box sets, greatest hits, whatever. So the next song that I've selected, this is called Foreshadowing, Pete, is going to be in my crate. It kind of pulls us away from the sad core, I would say. And maybe it's mad core instead.
Mad core. Nice.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I have thought about this question, and, you know, it changes. The answer to the Desert Island collection changes over the years.
Absolutely.
But currently, I would just basically bring every album that Primal Scream ever put out, because it contains the breadth and depth of every musical genre you could conceive of. And I went back and did a deep dive, because that guy who was a bass player for many years, Manny from the Stone Roses, he just passed away. Mm-hmm. Big year for music, pluses and negatives. We said goodbye to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, R.I.P. Steve Cropper from Booker T and Ace Frehley.
Right.
One of my personal heroes. Getting away from the sad core again. I'm trying to pull you away, Dave.
Yeah, we're celebrating life here.
I've been told that I have a whole group of people that are listening to us over in the UK. So I want to give a shout out to Margaret and all my buds that are over in the UK that came out to see us at Festival Fringe recently in Edinburgh, Scotland. And also Scotty the Hottie, the Janky Band security maestro for listening into us as well.
Cool. And Jimmy the Nurse, he's not part of the security detail, is he?
Jimmy the Nurse, no. He replaces organs when they're needed.
Okay, my hat's off.
Yeah, Taco Joe's out there too in Florida, I know. So.
Okay. So just last word before we jump back into some awesome music. Hats off for your friend working in the organ transplant. And if any of you out there are not registered as a organ donor, you know, give it a think. I would personally not be here today if somebody hadn't said it's okay to use my heart when I'm done with it. So, near and dear, that guy's my hero, Jimmy the Nurse.
Hey. All right.
Okay, here we go. Back to the music. What do we got?
We got Minor Threat.
Come from delicate flowers. That was the horse shit she fed me for hours. Prophesize your death, ay 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 ay, and that's not the best thing that happened today.
There was blood, of course, there always is. I recommend the shower if you want off the kids.
The unpopular parts of a pig had taste nothing without its permission, I swear. Parts of a pig, I'm sorry, but no one enjoys picking blood from your hair. Tell me a story without saying I. It's harder than it sounds, but so is your life. Whoa, no, and that's not the only commandment I broke.
She weighs a lot of big green acres. It's such a way to run, you just mean much more.
The popular parts of a pig, I taste nothing without its permission, I swear. The popular parts of a pig, I'm sorry, but no one enjoys picking blood from your hand. The popular parts of a pig.
All right.
Kind of caught us by surprise. We were just like rocking.
Rocking out to some Die Spits. So, yeah, that's a band out of Texas called Die Spits that I saw at Mosswood Meltdown, and they just melted my face. And then I saw them at McLaren Park, and they melted my face. And I have no more face because I saw them at the bottom of the hill, and the same thing happened.
He just keeps regrowing, though. Like, yes. I don't know what's up with that. But, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and what's up with Janky Band in 2026? Are you in particular, or the world, with like prognostic? Yeah. For us, if you will.
Our goal, like I said,